One of the reasons that God has emphasized praying in the Spirit, worship, especially the private worship, the Word, which is meditating in the Word, reading it, confessing it, and fasting. The reason those things are emphasized is because those things help take us to a place where we can receive a greater revelation of what is the kingdom of God. Jesus was talking to Peter, and really, he was talking to us about the keys to the kingdom. Well, what are the keys to the kingdom? The keys to the kingdom are those things which unlock the mysteries of the kingdom so that we understand the kingdom. And the more we understand the kingdom, the more we're going to realize how that existing in this realm with kingdom life enables us to rise above the chains of this natural world, which would keep us bound to operating by natural world principles. Jesus demonstrated the operation of those truths. Then he said, if you will continue digging into what I have started, I then will be able to give you the keys to the kingdom. And with those keys, you then will be able to unlock what you need to know and how to apply what you will know, so that you can do the things you've seen me do. I'm not going to deliver a sermon tonight. Maybe later in the week about all this. But all I can tell you... No, one of the things I can tell you. What you're hearing this week, folks, if you will receive it. Remember when Paul was ministering? Who was it? The Christians in Berea? They were more noble? Was it the Thessalonica were more noble than Berea? Anyway, there's a bunch in there somewhere that were more noble than everybody else. The Berean Christians. Berean Christians. Yeah, I know the Bible. So, yeah. But it says that they studied the Scriptures to see if these things be so.
Yes.
That is a principle for us. The more that we're willing to receive instruction, teaching, and Scripture unlocked, is the more we're going to be able to move the way Jesus moved. Take what you hear this week, receive it. And don't just say, praise God, that's wonderful, but dig into it. And like I shared this morning, get the MP3 CD of this conference and listen over and over and over. I'll guarantee you, if you will, you're going to hear things the second time that you didn't hear the first time. The third time you didn't hear the first and the second time. Here's why. That's because God ministers to us in what I call progressive revelation. He gives us enough revelation to understand what will take us to the next level of revelation. Yeah. He lays that foundation in us so that by line, precept by precept, we will come to the place of understanding the things of the kingdom. This is revival. This is how we begin moving into seeing revival released. Too many Christians want to bypass this process and just, we want the power, we want revival. God says, Well, why don't you study the revivals of the past and see what's happened? But if you'll do it my way, it will last. Amen. It will last. Amen. Praise God.